It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's happening, man? It's your man Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jaguars, doing our thing here on a Tuesday. Urban Meyer spoke to the media yesterday. Says we're gonna do this, man. We're gonna bust that rock or break that rock or turn this thing over. I love his enthusiasm. I really, really do. And he's owning it. This is his advice that he's giving the team and everybody, that you have to own it. So good for him for taking this approach. I know some people are pessimistic, saying, what else is he gonna say? But at this point, you know, he could point fingers and blame other people, but he says, no, we're going to change this thing around. So one of the ways they're going to change it around, by the way, is drafting well. So we're going to talk today about whether they've done that and how they could do that in the future. Speaking of the draft, the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast relaunches September 20th with brand new hosts. Eric Crocker, Big Crocky. That's a man. Big Crocky went up to He does Locked On 49ers. Crocky went to Philly and was in there talking to Philly fans this weekend. Y'all gotta check out Eric Crocker on Twitter, man. And he brings the player scouting part. And Ryan Tracy, that's my dude, man, with the Chiefs. He brings the analytics. And he does a really good job of the analytics. So follow the Locked On NFL Draft podcast on YouTube, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get podcasts. Crocky went and took on the Eagles fans this week and wasn't scared. Matter of fact, they left with their tails tucked between their legs. My man says, you know who to deal with and who not to mess with. And I appreciate that. Sounds like something I would have years ago. But back to the Jags. Team building is going to be super, super important, you know, because I haven't seen anything to indicate that they're going to scheme it up and out scheme people here. Andy Reid and Sean McVay and Shanahan, those guys are known as, you know, the sort of coaches that's going to scheme it up, at least offensively. Defensively, Baltimore does a really good job, and the Jaguars have said that they want to emulate that. Vic Fangio does it too in Denver, man. They can draw up some stuff. I actually like the way Dallas is playing offensively right now. You look around, and there's some teams that are doing things the way it sounds like Urban says to do it. The thing is how do you get to the point where you have the personnel to run what you want to run? See, that's the key. The key is you can always talk about how you want to play. For instance, they talked about how he doesn't even want to be associated with a slow team. Well, it's kind of what he has right now. And I'm not talking about clock speed. I'm talking about, I don't see any wide receivers just flat out running away from people. On the flip side, I saw a bunch of receivers getting behind Jaguars corners and running by them. So the thing is how do you get to the point where you can actually scheme up and call the plays you want to call and do the things that you want to do? Well, one way of doing that is to draft well and do better in the team building aspect and the personnel department. So we're going to look at this past draft, what we can hope will happen, and then look at free agency in the third segment. And I want to tie this together as to what did they do this year to get going? Did they try? Did they end up with a bunch of guys that, well, you can't say that about the draft, but you can say that about free agency. Did they try to end up with a bunch of guys and they didn't get them, so they had to fall secondary options? Thus, why on earth did not address the offensive line? I've been going over that. Somebody tweeted me yesterday and said, I don't really think the offensive line was the problem from Sunday. I'm not saying that they're the problem. I'm saying they're not the solution. And those are two very, very different things to say. So back to right now, who they are. They're a team without an identity, which sometimes can be expected. It kind of just irks you when you see other teams and coaching staffs in the same situation, and all of a sudden they have an identity already. And the Jaguars don't. Sometimes it could be a situation where you want to complicate it a little bit. And You probably, I use basketball analogies when I talk about identity. I always said the reason why guys like Larry Brown didn't make good Olympic coaches is because they had a very short period of time to get things implemented and get things together, where he's like a mad scientist. He really wants this complicated way of doing things. But if you give him the time, the end result is going to be great. But there are some guys that could come together and throw that thing together and just figure out a way to win. It's like, you might have a shade tree mechanic who can fix your car so you can get 5 miles down the road. You might not need a mechanical engineer from General Electric to come fix your car just to get you 5 miles down the road. But the guy from General Electric is going to show up with this huge toolbox in the back of an 18-wheeler and is going to run, reinvent the wheel when you could have bought a new car by the time he... That's the point that I'm trying to make. So is it one of those deals where the macro approach to this is making things sort of complicated in terms of knowing your personnel, knowing what you have right now and running what you have right now to get you wins? Or is it be damned, we're going to do it this way offensively and defensively, and we're going to wait till we get the players. But the players we have now, they're going to be here. They're going to already be invested and already know how to get started with this. So the answer, I don't necessarily know to that. So you have to go from macro to micro and start breaking down what they actually did and what they accomplished this year in the draft and free agency. So that's what we're going to do here today. And it's hard to qualify having an opinion on a draft two weeks into the first season. So we're going to add a little bit from what they already had on the roster to see if those guys will be able to be here and make an impact on this team. Because, you know, folks keep saying, give him time. What if he's not doing it the right way, though? So the time that he's being given, there's so many people saying be patient. But if you're being patient for somebody who's not doing it correctly, what's the point in being patient? Giving somebody time and liking what they're doing with that time are not the same thing. So there's a lot to unravel here and a lot to try to figure out before we cash out and give up on the entire season and try to figure out is Urban the right coach for this ball club, if they're doing things the right way or not. You know, we just do not know. So we'll just have to try to sort through that today and figure it out. All right, so that's exactly what we're going to do here. We're going to try to get this thing together. We're going to figure it out. And as we do always here on Locked On Jaguars, we got 3 segments, and we thank you guys for joining us because it's your team every day. All right, segment 2 coming up in just a second. I want to tell you about betonline.ag. We're back and better than ever, and all eyes on the gridiron as teams are back with another start of a football season, both college and pro, on Saturday and Sunday. There's some upsets, man. You can make you some money because a lot of these teams that are supposed to be doing all of this work, they're not doing it. And that's a perfect way for you to catch some points, or sometimes you can just flat out take the underdog, man, and absolutely win. So you got to head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus at betonline.ag. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code Locked On. I'm telling you, man, it's something that you have to do because it's football. Before you know it, basketball will be back in full effect. Boxing, UFC is always on the horizon. And then they have the favorite casino games from Vegas that you really, really like. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. Your online sportsbook experts. Don't forget to use the promo code Locked On for you to get that 100% welcome bonus on your initial deposit. It's betonline.ag. All right, so we're rolling along here on Locked On Jaguars here on a Tuesday as we figure out, you know, where we at and what we got going on here with Jacksonville. So I'm going to look at the roster and look at first. I'm going to tell you where I think they missed. And I touched on this a little bit. I think they, and this, you might think this belongs in the free agency segment, but it really, really doesn't. It goes into both. I saw Pittsburgh get killed in the offseason because they said the Steelers had the worst offensive line. There were some people that thought the Steelers had the worst offensive line or were going to have the worst offensive line in the history of football. And you saw the Chiefs play in the Super Bowl with a bunch of backups. Now, both of those teams were salary cap strapped. And people can say all day, well, whoever wanted to play for the Chiefs knew that they were going to contend for a title. There's some validity to that, right? And whoever wanted to play for Pittsburgh knows they're a proud organization. And if those guys had a choice, would they come to Jacksonville? Let me explain something to you. NFL players care about money. They love championships. Money talks. BS runs the marathon, right? The Jags had more money than anybody. The Jaguars actually thought their offensive line was good. They drafted Walker Little, right? He shows up at camp. He looks like a guy who's going to challenge for a starting position, to be honest with you. Hadn't played in a couple of years, but he was a former five-star recruit. They were very familiar with Walker Little. I'm not giving up on Walker Little. I think Walker Little can actually be a good player. And I understand drafting for the future and having to get a guy stronger because it appears to me that as big as he is, his lower body strength, for some reason, he was letting guys push him around. And in the NFL, that's what you can't. You can't do that in the NFL. You can't be pushed around by people. So in my opinion, so far, unless they have the most dynamic strength and conditioning program I've ever seen, that's not a good pick at number at that spot, number 45 in the second round, because he hasn't even been active. That's weird in the NFL. So this is one of those things where you wonder if they're doing something differently. Like, he's a future pick. If he's your future starter at left tackle, he needs to be playing now to get the kinks out so he'll be ready. This is that setback I'm talking about. So if you drafted a guy to be the future while you franchise a guy for one season, right, at left tackle in Cam Robinson, and you drafted Walker Little to be your future, and I get it. He's not going to start this year, but he's going to develop. Even if you get him up to snuff on strength, because remember now, I heard and I was told this by a former All-Pro offensive lineman that during the season you don't get better. During the season is about maintenance. So if with their extended staff, what they're actually doing is treating this like an off-season for Walker Little, I get it and I understand. But remember, he's going to be protecting Trevor Lawrence next year with basically – unless they plan on playing him late in the season, he's going to be doing that with basically no experience. You're going to have to make a decision whether or not he's going to be your left, right tackle, or you're going to go and get another guy in the draft or go out and get another guy in free agency. If you get another guy in free agency, what you've essentially said is, or if you get two guys in free agency, even if Walker Little's not ready next year to protect either the blind side or just protect on the other side your franchise quarterback, and you have to go out and use draft capital or free agency money on another position. Now, those guys won't be like Cam Robinson, who's under a one-year deal. Those guys are going to be a commitment. So now you basically use the second-round pick on a guy who's not going to start for the foreseeable future for the first 2 or 3 years. And then what's going to happen when you think he might be ready in year four, but you already have two guys under contract? There's no room for him. If he does develop, or you're going to cut one of the other two. See, this is the conundrum you put yourself in from a team building perspective and for not assessing that offensive line correctly and going out and adding more people in the draft. Your speed at receiver. They drafted Travis Etienne to be a change of pace guy, and he got hurt, but that's fine. But this is why you don't say we need to get faster, more explosive, and add one fast guy. One. You look at the Chiefs roster, and I'm going to keep using them as an example. And the reason why, and folks go, why are you using the best team in the NFL? Because that's who you got to be, a Super Bowl champion. That's why. So they're fast. And I'm not just talking about Tyreek Hill. I'm talking about everybody else, all those other receivers. You see Mecole, and you see this kid number 13. I didn't even know who hell he was. And he's running past people. They're just built for speed. And oh, by the way, they're all young. They're not going anywhere. Quarterback, running back, tight ends still got years left. All three of their receivers ain't going nowhere. And guess what they did too? They fixed their offensive line. They drafted two starters. They have a second-year player playing right tackle. They have a 26-year-old guy playing guard for them. and then another 25-year-old playing the other left tackle. Their line isn't going anywhere either, and they're all under contract. Yeah. So while we're saying that we're going to break rocks and we're going to flip stuff over, I'm asking where is the talent going to come from? And I'm saying if you've missed already on, and not necessarily missed, but misjudged how good you were or weren't, what are you going to do? If the Jaguars are good in 2 years, 2 years from now, if they're good, Walker Little has to be one of their starting tackles. Juwan Taylor has to develop more. Brandon Linder will be a veteran who is probably at that point in his 10th, 11th year or something like that. But that's pretty good for a center, so he'll probably still be here. You're going to have two other offensive linemen if they're good. If they're really good, you're going to have to find a tight end somewhere between now and 2 years from now who's really good. If you're better at receiver, I don't think DJ Chark's going to be here. Marvin Jones will be 33. So you'll have LaVisca Chenault and maybe two other guys that at some point you're going to have to find them, whether it's in free agency or the draft, because you ain't got them in development right now, I don't believe. And Travis Etienne would have had to come back from his Liz Frank and be the Travis Etienne that you thought. I think Trevor's going to be fine. So that's a lot. And that's just one side of the ball. And you guys are wondering, why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? Because I think this offseason was a wasted offseason. That's why. You should have started that this year. And I don't think they did. I don't think anybody that they signed is going to be a star player. Trevor is, and maybe Etienne has a chance. But I don't think anyone that they signed is going to be a star player on this team good enough to elevate them within the next 2 years. So essentially, next year is the year that they're going to start adding the pieces around Trevor Lawrence that they need. And they fully could have done that this year. Or maybe they tried and it didn't work. And that's even a bigger problem, because if they tried in free agency and people just didn't want to come here, then that change that we talked about that was going to happen because Urban got hired, it didn't. Let's discuss free agency, man. Let's discuss free agency, and then we'll talk about that defense. We'll talk about the defense and free agency and the hope and the prospects. So I'm giving you options here. I'm not just being a Debbie Downer. What I'm actually saying is a lot has to happen for this team. They're really making it a small window of things that they have to bank on for this team to be good. And we'll discuss more of that here in just a second on Locked On Jaguars. If you're riding around in your vehicle and the parts are subpar and not working, you're getting them from the wrong place. And the right place is rockauto.com. Why? It's because I have personal experience with rockauto.com. And out of 1 out of 5 stars, I'll give them 7 stars, because that's exactly how they've made me as a consumer feel. Why? Because I save 30 to 40, sometimes even 50% on my car parts for both of my vehicles, which are different makes and models. And I don't have to go to a chain store and wait while I get jerked around by some dude that doesn't know anything about cars. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer, and Rock Auto is a family-owned business serving do-it-yourselfers for over 2 decades. They have everything you need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. That's right. Parts and accessories are at rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all of the parts available for your car or truck, right? Locked On in the box where they ask, how did you hear about us? They need to know that we sent you there, because they know that they can take care of you. And I know it too. So an amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, parts and accessories, that is, are at rockauto.com. And if you're one of those people that's around here, that's sitting here tripping out with all of these different devices and plugins on the back of your TV and all of these apps that are slowing down your phone because you're trying to catch all of your favorite TV shows, sporting events, everything else from different places and different areas and different sorts of apps, and you got 12 passwords that one of them you got from your barber's cousin's sister's uncle. You need to stop, man, and get yourself and get your TV together by calling DirecTV and asking about DirecTV Stream. It brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, so you can watch all your favorite sports movies and shows all in one place. And that means no more juggling remotes and no need to buy another device to plug into your TV. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So get rid of the clutter and the confusion and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. Compatible devices are required. Content varies by package. And there's no annual contract. All right, man, we're rolling along right here on a Tuesday talking about team building, talking about whether or not they've done this correctly. Look, I think they're learning on the fly. So I'm going to give them a little bit of a mulligan that they're sort of learning on the fly how you have to go about doing things in the NFL. They admitted that they sort of made a mistake when they came out in free agency and tried this whole recruitment and tried to talk to guys, and they learned really, really quick that it's about money. So when Urban came out the day after unrestricted free agents started, you could kind of use deductive reasoning to determine that they wanted to talk to some people or went after some people that ended up going somewhere else. And that's where Trent Baalke needs to step up and say, you can't do that. You got these guys. The only thing that money, that's what counts. M-O-N-E-Y. And while I'm saying this, I can already hear it in my brain, the song being played by the OJs, money, 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 money. That's what you had a bunch of, and that's what you should have spent in free agency when you went into free agency. And Trent Baalke had the responsibility, in my opinion, to tell Urban Meyer that that's exactly what needed to happen. But something tells me that he wanted to be very frugal. I get it. When guys take over teams, Caldwell did it, I believe. The guy in Houston did it, not Houston, Charlotte did it. Like, you just go in and breathe for a minute. You don't really want to go crazy with the cash. But the Jaguars situation was a little bit different. And the reason why it was different was because that's exactly what had been done the year before to set this up to be the dream job that Urban always wanted. They had already done that. The fans had already been through waiting and infrastructure and setting up for the future and saving all of their money. You know, it's like if you work every day for 2 years and you live only off of 10% of your salary and you basically eat the bare minimum, you go grow all your fruit and you ain't spending a whole bunch of money. You don't go out, you're working overtime, you're saving everything. And then you want to go on vacation and somebody goes, oh, it's not a good idea, you need to save your money. No, I've been saving my money for this. This is what I did this for, right? Let me go get, and I don't mean just to be irresponsible, but you got to understand something, man. When you don't get those players, they go somewhere else and you have to play them. That when you don't sign a guy, he goes to another team and you got to see him anyway. You know, if you don't buy a Maserati or a fancy car, that's fine. That's their car. You can go get another one if you want to at some point if you regret it. NFL doesn't work like that. Once that guy's gone, that guy's gone, and that guy plays for somebody else. And guess what? It doubles back because you got to go see him anyway. And you got to beat him. So are they putting themselves in a situation where it's falling totally on their ability to have this magic formula to develop guys better than other people? That's a lot to pigeonhole yourself into. You know, we've already been through a situation where the Jaguars wanted to out defense and run the ball against everybody and it fell short. Why pigeonhole yourself into something like that when that's not what you have to do? Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't keep reminding you that I think they hit on Trevor. But did they hit on Trevor, or did the previous regime set them up to get Trevor? I'm not giving him any credit for hitting on Trevor. I'm just not going to do it. That was a no-brainer. My dog, who's over there walking around right now getting on my nerves, could have picked Trevor Lawrence in the draft. I'm not. But I will lambaste them if they don't surround him and put him in a position to be successful and somehow he not fulfill his full potential. That's what this is all about. That's what this is all about. Picking him was easy. Now the hard stuff happens. And this is what I told everybody in the offseason. I said, and you guys can remember, if you go back and listen to these podcasts, and trust me, you can do it because they're free on all platforms and they're right there. You just go scroll up. I said it comes down to blocking and tackling. I said the easy part of this was to pick Trevor Lawrence. The easy part was to just get him and get a coach that believes in winning and talks the talk, and we can have this big barbecue for 7 or 8 months. But the work has to be done. And if they do it right, it could become a dynasty. That's what I said, and I'm not lying when I say this. If they do it right, it could become a dynasty. If they do it wrong, then somebody else will have to come in here and try to do it. But I really thought this thing was set up for them to really, really be like over the top successful. And I'm not saying that they won't. But what I am saying is this. It can't just come down to you thinking that you're going to develop people better than everyone else and you're going to make them happy off the field. That's kind of where we're heading here. Because you're certainly, everybody you drafted is a developmental player except your quarterback. Everybody. There's no instant success coming from guys like the kid in Baltimore from that was at Penn State, or Asante Samuel or Rondale Moore and all of these other people that were associated with the possibility that the Jaguars might pick them. They're making plays, and it's not just because they make them. They're not just making plays now. They're going to keep doing it. The things that those guys are doing isn't like just, well, they were just more ready to play flash in the pan. Are you seriously? You think Asante Samuel won't be a better player than Tyson Campbell? I'm just saying. I do. And he's in the AFC. You got to play through. You got to go up against those dudes, man. Look at the defense. I like Jahad Ward. I really like 91, who's been here and been developed under the previous regime. I like Adam Gostis. I love Devon Hamilton. Roy Robertson-Harris showed something the other day. But the one star in that group to me is Devon Hamilton. I think you need two more of those dudes just like that. I like Josh Allen. I don't think Josh Allen is Von Miller. And that's okay because Von Miller is one of the 10 best defensive players I've ever seen. But if you're going to pay him eventually like he is Von Miller, then it means you can't pay somebody else like he's Von Miller in case you do get a Von Miller. You're going to draft him. You're going to draft Kayvon Thibodeau with the number one pick next year. Okay, well, you might have a guy who has the potential to be Von Miller, and now Josh Allen can be a complimentary player to that. A very good complimentary player. That's nothing to – I mean, Mathis up in Indianapolis was a complimentary player to Dwight Freeney, and guess what Mathis ended up doing? Getting over 100 sacks for his career. So that's not a bad thing. But you need those impact guys, and you're going to need to be able to draft them and sign them. Those guys are not developed. Now, the development enhances what those guys already are. Those guys are not developed. Someone asked me yesterday, I think I heard a radio show where they were talking about guys getting second contracts and why it's so important for guys to get second contracts and who doesn't allow their players to get second contracts if they're good players. And do those players end up being good when they go somewhere else? Shaquille Griffin didn't get a second contract, and he was a third-round pick. But we got him here, and the old GM used to always say, why are they a free agent? Well, now you see guys running by him, and I like him as a person, and I think he's a good player. But is he your number one corner? Is he going to Super Bowl you at leading your defensive backs? Should he be your number one or should he be your number two? Is CJ ever going to really develop to be a number two? CJ's out with a little hip flexor right now. I like Jenkins at safety. But we need to see Cisco. Y'all got Dewey Wingard still running around out there. And Dewey ain't the problem, but Dewey ain't the solution either. I just think that they could have done more. And maybe if they're going to improve, one thing they have to improve on is self-evaluation and realizing that they should have done more. They should have done more. And right now, so far, the action doesn't match the verbiage and the talk. It doesn't. Because if they do the same thing in the next offseason and preseason, they can get Kayvon Thibodeau and six other players that don't play, that aren't contributors right away, and then go out next year in free agency and sign a bunch of guys that are just guys, just like the guys that they just signed. They'll be picking in the top five again in 2023. So at what point are they ever going to get better? That's the key. All right, man, we appreciate you listening to us here on Locked On Jaguars, as always. Now, I did tell you guys earlier about Bet Online. Before you go to Bet Online, I want you to do something. I want you to listen to the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling. Listen to them, and it's actually sponsored by Bet Online, and it's everywhere you get your podcast, and it's free on all platforms. Check that podcast out, because Sterling is hitting at a very high rate right now. I think he's in his 60-something percentile of his picks. So if you want to make you some money, man, listen to the Locked On Bets podcast by your boy Q. Then go to betonline.ag and see if you can be successful. All right, man, we're going to check for you guys tomorrow. This is what we do here on Locked On Jaguars. Take care of each other, and remember, just look at the whole big picture and try to find the positivity to pull out of this team as they head into this week to play the Arizona Cardinals. Until then, take care.